the Arabic and the English on page 72. I don't know if you have it, but the dogs are going to do it. In the end of chapter 5. And then we'll go to chapter 6. This word here, can you tell me something about it? Raise your hand. What can you tell me about this word?
The passive of
Judaism. That's right. Okay. This word means denied. So, who can tell me what this word means here? Is it Latina?
Right.
Who can read this sentence? This little sharp part here. To here. Yes, and give me the name again.
Abdur Rauf
Kedri.
Jahadu biayati rabbihim.
Yes, sir. Now, can you translate from it?
They deny the signs of the Lord.
Yes, they deny the signs of their Lord. But look carefully. Now, look here. Jahadu bi. Bi means with. It's a preposition. It means with or by or in. It's translated in also. Jahadu bi. Ayati rabbihim. So, what does that suggest to you? Does that suggest anything to you all? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That they use the signs of Allah.
Right. They didn't only deny the signs of God, but they were using the signs of God while they were denying the signs of God. Right. Okay. The next line, who can read? If I don't put a sukun, it means sukun. Go there. Okay, this is the dot. Who will read this one? Yes, the other one. Yes, the other one.
Na samia, samia wa nida damiri wa arada an ad il waji
an eh
ad ada il waji
waji. Okay, next one. Shall I read it? Someone else. Not someone else read it. Yes, your majesty. Yes. Go ahead. Yes, read it.
لقد
Right. Okay. Now, someone else read it. Yes, it's that again.
Ma samiu.
Where did he? All right. I want two more times. Take a lady.
La Samidu Nida'a Samidu'ihim Wa Aba'u An Ada'il Raju.
Very good. Yes, it's a Nida'a.
La Samidu Nida'a
Good. Okay. Thank you. All right. That's good. Very good. So you all are learning to read. Good. Okay. Let's read it all together now. Na Samiyyah Nidaa Damirihim
Damirihim
What?
What?
A'rahu
A'rahu
An Adail
Adail
Wajib
Wajib Adail
Wajib. Now listen, hear me, and then you say it. Ma sami'u
Ma sami'u
Nida'a damirihim
Nida'a damirihim
Wa'aradu
Wa'aradu
An Adail Wajib
An Adail Wajib.
Right, let's go to the top line. Jahadu
Jahadu
Bi ayati rabbihim
Bi ayati rabbihim
Bi ayati rabbihim
Bi ayati rabbihim.
Yeah, this mark here means long sound. Bi Bi ayati rabbihim
Bi ayati rabbihim.
Very good. Alright, you gave the meaning, right?
Yes.
Oh, this one. Ma sami'u. What is sama? Heard. Ma sami'u. Did not hear. Nida'a, a call. Damirihim. Damirihim. Look up damir in your dictionary. Should mean nothing. No, it's not. Damir, damir. Look up damir. Da, mi, ye, re. Look up damara, da, mi, re.
Uh-huh.
And then damir.
To become lean.
Hmm?
To become lean.
Lean, that's right. Lean. What else? Look, check all lean.
To master his skin.
Hmm?
To master his skin.
To
emancipate, to secrete,
yeah.
To feel high, to see secrets.
Yeah.
To master, doom it. Emancipation, meaning, do more. Emancipation, meaning, skin, meaning, be marked. It's the man.
The
leader.
Okay, what is it?
The leader, heart, mind.
Mind.
Inner mode.
Yeah, okay.
Conscious.
Okay, alright. Okay, so that's what it means then. It is not here the call of their conscience. What? A'radu. And they exhibited. A'radu means to expose. Exposed or exhibited. Ma'aradu an adail wajib. And they exhibited or made big to do over the adail wajib means the standard way of doing things, standard custom. Adail wajib is the way people all there do things, customary things. Yeah. So they did not listen to the voice of their conscience, they just followed, kept in those things that are customary. This word here is that then God Arada, he enfolds the things before the angels and asked them to tell the name. So this means like making exposure, making expose, or presenting things openly. Disclosing things, making a disclosure, you see. So here, this word, because this word is used, this tells us that instead of disclosing what God wants to be disclosed, they just made a big to-do over the customary thing. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to continue this. We got more. And I'll put it up. I'll keep it up high. I'll take this off and make it put it up. So everybody can see it. Is it too warm in here?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
I think we should turn the heat down. Laqad kana Allah. All right. Who will try to read this one? Yes, give the name.
Mikhail.
Yes, sir.
Laqad.
Yes.
Taballahu al-Nabiyya.
Nabi.
Nabiyya.
No.
Nabi.
It's the same as under. When it's under said that, it's the same as under.
Nabi.
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 Yeah. Very good. Right. Okay, one more. Let's have a sister read it. Will a sister read that book? Yes, sister Pencil.
Lakad.
When there's a syllable before a word that begins with L, which is the, mm-hmm. the definite article the, if there's a shadda after the L, the Arif and Lam, you go right to that word. You got to go right to that letter, syllable, to that sound. So that's what?
Alan.
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 Yes. Alan. Alan. No. This is. Yes, that's right. Nabi. Yes. Nabi. Yes.
One
Well. You go right to sukun. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Vowel goes before, gives this the sound. So this is F, this becomes N. Mm-hmm. And this letter is what? What's this letter?
Thought.
That's right. And what's this letter?
Left.
No, F.
A.
And what's this letter?
Right.
Yeah, so how would you pronounce it now?
Sorry.
Yeah, Thought. Can you pronounce it now?
Sorry.
Yes. Well, what?
Well, and star.
So here.
Well, and star.
Yes.
Well,
alif, lamb. Sukun over lamb. That means you don't pronounce it. You go right to the L. This becomes well. Well, and then alif. And then fatha. This becomes f. Well, f. And then noon. And sukun. Now this becomes well, m. And then sa. And alif. Becomes sa. Well, ansar.
Well,
ansari. But we just stop on ansar. Well, ansar. Okay, good. Yes, he's a beginner, that's good. Let's see, did we even give the meaning? Okay, here, I'll give it to somebody here, from the book. Surely Allah accepts repentance for the messengers and the muhajirin. Who are the muhajirin?
Those who migrated out.
Well, ansar. Who are the ansar? And the helpers. That's right. Okay. The next one is, let's make this faster. Because I want to get to some other. I want to get to something else. Chapter 6. So let's take time. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. What is that?
Translate.
Tubu ila Allah. What is taba? Taba means repentance. Tubu is the order form of the verb and it's for many. Tubu. Tubu ila Allah. Raise your hands if you know what I'm saying. Yes, sir. That's right.
They repent unto Allah?
No, it's the order form of the verb. But yes, sir.
Make
repent. Abu Ra'u?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Make repent.
Repent. Yeah, make repentance. Repent. Tubu ila Allah. Repent before Allah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Wa qala alladhina kafaru. Kafara means denied faith, rejected faith. Wa qala alladhina kafaru. Raise your hand if you know. Sultan.
And the rejectors of faith said.
Yes,
آمنوا آمنوا لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه. They said آمنوا لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه. ما سبقونا إليه. They said what is آمنوا. Yes. They said now family, let's have something. وقال الذين كفروا للذين للذين آمنوا. Okay, so those who believe. لو كان خيرا لو means if it were. لو كان means if it were. لو كان خيرا what is خيرا? Good. Yeah, if it were good. ما سبقونا ما سبقونا. سبق means went ahead of us. سبقونا they went ahead of us. ما سبقونا they would not have gone ahead of us. إليه to it. They would not have reached it before. Is a good translation. Yes. ما سبقونا إليه. They would not have reached it before us. Meaning that we know what's happening and if there was any good in this, we would have gotten there before you. We would have known it before you. كنت خير أمة أخرجت من النار. كنت كان he was. كنت you were. كنت what? كنت
I was.
That's right. كنت I was. كنتم you are. كنتم you are. Are you were, but it means you are too. كنتم you are. خيرا خيرا means best, the best. خيرا أمة the best community. خرجا means brought out. أخرجت أخرجت من النار. Yeah, evolved for the people, or brought out for the people. You are the best community brought out for the people. أخرجت من النار brought out for the people, or evolved for the people. What is the meaning of that? Evolved for the people, or brought out for the people. أخرجت من النار. But raise your one, if you want. Yes, Brother Rafia.
Example?
Yes, you are the best people raised up as an example. You're the best community raised up as an example for the people. Are brought out, are evolved as an example for the people. And Naz here, what people?
All
the people. That's right, all the people on earth. كان الله غفورا رحيما. Translate it somewhat. كان الله غفورا رحيما. So you see,
Allah was forgiving, mercy.
Yes. Now here the best way to, when you read it like that, when you say Allah was, it means not only Allah was, He is also, but it means that He has always been. Mm-hmm. Allah has always been forgiving and merciful. قال what is قال he said قلت yes I said what is قلت
you said
who said. What is
قلت
that's right okay very good what is that قالوا they said what
master and plural
okay What is that? I'm speaking to many people, and I'm telling them, Kulu. You say, you all say, Kulu. Kulu means say to one person. Kulu means speaking to many people and tell them to say. It's the order form of the verb. Kulu. Kulu Hukma.
What has happened?
To the best.
Yes. Who will first man? Say
the best.
The best. Say what is best, what is good. Kulu husna. Kulu kaulan ma'arufa. Kulu kaulan. Kaulan, kaul, kaulan means a thing, a report. So kulu kaulan ma'arufa. Arafa means well known. Arafa means something well known. Ma'arufa is the object. Kulu kaulan ma'arufa. Who wants to try? Translate. Yes, sir. Brother Abdul Rauf.
Say a report
or a word
or a thing that's well known.
That's well known. But what can you give me? Can you guess what they would be meaning when they say something well known?
That's true.
Yes, proper and correct.
Right.
Say what is proper and correct. And they will translate down for say what is right. Ma'ruf. Kaulan ma'ruf. Say what is right. Kaulan ma'ruf. Kaulat. 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 Kaulan nasara. Kaulan nasara. And nasara. Who can guess what and nasara? Who remembers what and nasara is? Yes, but it's right.
The helpers or the Christians?
No, and nasara. Yes.
The Christians.
Not the helpers. Ansar, the helpers. And nasara is the Nazarene. And Nasara, the Christian, old name for the Christian. So the sentence reads, Call it in Nasara, call it in Nasara, call it, it said, call it, it said, for the feminine. Now, this is different. Here we have verb preceding the noun, and the verb is having a different form than normal. So here it's all X, like singular, see? But the noun is not singular, it's plural. And Nasara, the Christian. But here Christians dealt with, by Christians here, is used as though it's a single community. So you see that the single verb for the feminine, see? Like she said, one person said, you see? And this will happen only when the verb comes before the sentence, in the beginning of the sentence. So it's قالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء. So the translation is, who will try? Yes.
The Christians say?
Yes.
The Christians say the Jews have not to stand on, and the Jews say the Christians have not.
That's right. The Christians say the Jews have naught to stand on, have no foundation, nothing, they have nothing to stand on. And the Wakala to Yahudu and the Jews say, Laysa tin Nasara alake, and the Christians have nothing to stand on. You see? But look, I want you to understand the structure of the language. So here, literally, what are we saying? Qalat al-Nasara, the Nasara say, the Christians say. Laysat means
not.
Laysat means they have nothing. Laysat. Laysat al-Yahudu, the Jews have nothing. Ala, they have not, pardon me. Laysat, nothing. Yahudu, the Jews. Ala means on. Shay means something. Shay means something. Ala shay, on something. Right? Ala shay means you're on something. Laysa makes it negative. See? Laysa til Yahudu. Yahudu ala shay. The Jews are standing on something. They have something. They're ala shay. They're on something. Laysa, no. Laysa, no. They're not. See? So laysa, therefore, it makes it negative. So laysa til Yahudu ala shay means the Jews are on nothing. They have no foundation, they're not standing on anything. So, again, we read, قالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء. And the نصارى say, the Jews have nothing to stand on. وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء. And the Jews say, the Christians have nothing to stand on. الإسلام دين كامل. الإسلام الإسلام دين. What is الإسلام دين? Yeah, الإسلام دين is a religion. الإسلام دين. الإسلام is a religion. كامل. كامل means complete. What is كامل?
Complete.
Complete. Yeah. الإسلام دين كامل. And Islam is a complete religion. لكل زمان. زمان is time. زمان is another one of the Arab words for time. زمان. زمان. That. Man. زمان. لكل زمان ومكان. 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 Zaman in time. Zaman, you have put in. In this sentence, it takes this time meaning kasra. Zaman in wa makanin. Makan means place. Makan means place. So that's time and place. Alright? So, now look. Likulli al-Islamu deenun kamilun likulli zamanin wa makanin. Kasra is coming. So that's why the hand went up first.
And Islam is a complete religion for every time and place.
Right. For every time and every place. Right. Means for all time and all places on earth. Al-Qur'an tarwatan lil-bashari jami'a. Al-Qur'an Sar. This word means wealth, riches. Wealth or riches. Sarwatun. It's fatha over the fat. Sarwatun. Now the sentence again. Al Quran sarwatun lil basari jami'a. Lil basari. What is basar?
Man.
Yeah. Lil basari jami'a. What is jami'a? All together, right. So someone translated for me now. The Quran, Al-Quran, Al-Quran, tarwatun lil-bashari jami'a. Yes.
The Quran is wealth for all mankind altogether.
That's right, yes, sir. Our enrichment. Our wealth. That's right. For all mankind, it's taken all together. For man. So it's taken all together. All right, we almost finished with this translation here. Let's see. Hidayatun, Hidayah. If I write a word, that means I want you to write it. Hidayah. Hidayatun means a gift. Anybody give you a gift, it's a Hidayah. This means a gift. Gift. Excuse me. Right. Hidayah, gift. So now listen to this. Hidayatun lil'alamin. We're still talking about the Quran. Al-Quran tarwatun lil-bashari jami'a. Hidayatun lil'alamin. Someone translates this that
again.
Yes, it's the gift to all the world. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds like you may have to do it or not. But you let somebody in here teaching, they criticize me for talking this way, don't they? Oh, it's not better to do that, not for all these people to say for the Muslims. But somebody else must think like me too, they got it. إداية للعالمين كان الناس أمة واحدة كان الناس كان means what?
Wow.
But here it is كان has been before and الناس is many right? Sure. But it's not كانوا it's كان because the الناس is being treated as though it's singular كان الناس أمة what is أمة? Mm-hmm. Well, hey, that?
One community.
Okay, very good. Now let's go to chapter 6.
We promised a short one the last two nights, but we didn't make it. We're going to try to make it tonight. Now, let's see. We're going to go to chapter 6. I don't know if you have page 1. You just don't look at page 1 quickly. You have page 1? Chapter 6, probably in page 7-7. Well, I'll just go with it quickly. It's verbal sentences on page 77 of this book. In Arabic, the sentences are of two kinds. They call it nominal sentence and verbal sentence. So you should write that down. In Arabic, the sentences are of two kinds. And they say normal. But I think it's normative, isn't it?
Nominative.
Yeah, for the noun.
Nominative.
Yes. Okay. Nominative, they say nominal. N-O-M-I-N-A-L. I think you say nominative. In Arabic, the sentences are two kinds, nominative and verbal. And you will see what they mean in just a few minutes. They mean exactly. Okay. Now listen. Jumal is a sentence. El jumalun asmiya. Ism is name. El jumalun asmiya. Guess what this means?
A nominal sentence.
So this would be a nominal sentence. Okay. A nominal sentence. El jumalul asmiya and nominal sentence. But I think in English you would say nominative, is that true? I think so, I'm not sure. Let us do a little check with somebody, make sure. In which the subject appears first, and then the verb. Right, I think so. Okay, that's what we mean. All right. So here is an example. Allahu Rabbun. No, they're right. This is different. This is a sentence where you have only, it's only, the subject is only being named, that's all. So Allahu Rabbun simply means Allah is what? Lord. Allahu Rabbun. Muhammadun Rasulun. Muhammad is what?
Messenger.
And even if you don't say Al-Rasul. Muhammadun Rasulun means Muhammad is the messenger. Why? Because you have definite dumb. It's Muhammadun. See? It's not Muhammadu, it's Muhammadun. Muhammadun Rasulun. It means Muhammad is the messenger. Without M, dumb. Okay, Allahu basata al-rizq. Basata means, this rug is called bisaq. You know why it's called bisaq? Because it's spread out over the floor. Basata means to spread out. Rizq means provision. So Allahu basata al-rizq. What is what I saying? Yes, he spreads out the provision. He makes them go out to everybody. And Jesus, like this on the cross, one of the meanings of that is me, that he spreads out. Mm-hmm. Holding in like this means you hold it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Out like this, all the way out, it means chest.
Mm-hmm.
It gives.
Mm-hmm. He said, that's right.
And with the hands out like this and nails, it means that he put them out for somebody to catch up. Somebody to catch up. And then they give us a check, right?
Yeah.
On payday, a check. They got a check. There you go.
Okay. Here is the second example. Ata Amru Law. So Ata means coming. Amru means the order or commandment. Ata Amru Law. Translated from here, all the way.
Then comes the command of Allah?
Ata, coming. No. It's coming. The commandment of Allah is coming. Ata, coming. What? Amru Law. The commandment of God. The commandment of God is coming, or the commandment of God has come, they say, Ata, but it can mean both, coming or has come, it can mean both. Khalaqa, Khalaqa means who created, right? Khalaqa, he created. Khalaqa Allahu, Allah created, right? Okay. Khalaqa Allahu samawati wal ard. Yes, Allah created the heavens and the earth. So these are examples of the verbal tense that it's in two kinds. One that begins with a verb, and when the verb is gives the sentence its form. And the other one is where the noun gives the sentence its form. So it may be called nominal, but it might be nominative too. So we can find out. Are you still there? Nominal?
Yes.
N-O-R-M-I-N-A-L. N-O-M. I-N-A-L, nominal. It's from name, means name. N-O-M-I-N-A-L. Nominal sentences. And the second example is verbal sentences. Yes, I think so. Now, I think with the language you have the answer. I think nominal sentences are sentences that take an adjective with the noun. Yes, like this example, Allahu Rabbun, Allah is the Lord. So, Lord is a noun, but it describes also God. God is the Lord.
Right? What I was saying was that I thought that nominal was like the adjective form of nominative.
Maybe so. That's right. Maybe so. That might be right. That might be correct. But nominative refers to the noun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And nominal, yes, the adjective form. I think she has it. So anybody want to check it, you can check. Check it in the book. We didn't have a lot of books down here. So I checked it with the principal. He's handy for you. All right. So one is al-jumalu sentence. Al-jumal is sentence. Al-jumalul athniya, that's the nominal sentence. And the second example is al-jumalul fi'liya, from fa'ala, verb, to do. Al-jumalul fi'liya. Fi'liya. This is fe. Fi'liya. This is al-jumalu. Al-jumalul fi'liya. And al-jumalul athniya. Athniya. Athniya too. Athniya. These are the two forms. Al-jumalul fi'liya and al-jumalul athniya. Al-athniya is from ism, name, means name. So I put ism up here. Ism means name. Ma ism, ma ismuk, what is your name? Ma ismuki, what is your name, to who? to a film. Ma'ismu-kan. Right. So ism means name. Ismun. Ismun or ismu means name. And this word fi'liya means verb. And it's from this word. Fi'lun. Fi'lun. Fi'lun means verb. But where it comes from? It comes from the word, the verb, past perfect tense, fa'ala. And fa'ala means did something. Fa'ala means did. Fi'al means verb. Jumalul fi'aliyya and jumalul asmiya. So let's see if we can just distinguish that. So let's take some more examples of the verb now. Ba'atha Allah, ba'atha means sent. Ba'atha Allahu Rasoola. Raise your hand to know. Ba'atha Allahu Rasoola. Abu Ra'uf.
Allah sent
Rasoola. Yes. Ismuhuna. Ismuhuna Musa wa Harun.
It's their names of Moses and Aaron.
That's right. Yes. Their names were Moses and Aaron. That's so nobody will go out and say, Allah would have sent two prophets. Okay, and verbal sentences, the verb always appears in the singular. Even in cases where the subject following the verb is dual or plural. See? They said always, so that's good to know. In verbal sentences, the verb always appears in the singular. I didn't know that. I thought it was maybe the top still didn't always appear that way. But they say always. In verbal sentences, the verb always appears in the singular, even in cases where the subject following the verb is dual or plural. So when a sentence begins with a verb, then the verb should be in the singular. All right? So let us remember that rule. All right. And here is an example here. Dakhala ma'ahu sijna. Ma'ahu sijna. Dakhala fatayan. Fatay is one youth. Fatayan is two. Fatayan means two youth. Dakhala is the singular form of the verb. Dakhala. And then they say dakhala fatayan. Fatayan means two youth. So that's an example where the verb remains singular. Let's see if we have some more. Yeah, here's some more. Sajada, I understand this is a different rule though. Sajada al-malaika. Malaika is angel. Angel means angel. Sajada al-malaika to kulluhum. It's my own. What is kul mean? What? No, not kul. Kul. Care. Kul. Kullu. Yes. All of them. Who said? Yeah, good. Kullu. All of them. So, sajada al-malaikatu kulluhum ajma'un. Yes, read it, but translate.
You angels are prostrated all together.
Yeah, the angels prostrated, every one of them, all together. Kulluhum, each of them, or every one of them. Ejma'un, all together. So here the verb is sajada, singular again. Sajada, that's dakhala, singular. Sajada. See? Sajada. Or singular, one thing. Sajada. I can understand this better though. Sajada al-Malaika. The angels said. Because again, the angels were treated as though they are one, though they are many. But it means that they were still in such perfect accord that they operated as one. Dakhala, dakhala means enter. Dakhala, enter, went in. Now here it's even a gender change. The gender for the angels is masculine, see? They call it Sajadah, right? It's not Sajadah. But look over here. No, that's not an example. Here's an example here, I think. Yeah, here's an example here. Here is Sajadah, which is feminine. Sajadah, no, no, this is Ben Candy. That's not it. That's not what I was looking for. Oh, here's an example. Here's an example. Qala, qala. See? Qalatil A'rabu. Qalatil A'rabu. Amanna. Al A'rabu. What is Al A'rab? Anybody remember? Al A'rab?
Yeah.
The desert. Arab. Qalatil A'rabu. The Bedouin. Desert Arab. Qalatil A'rabu. See, it's Qalat, the feminine form. And singular. قالت الأعراب آمنا. The Bedouin said, what? آمنا.
We believe.
But see, it's قالت. I'll put this on the board so you can see. قالت. قالت الأعراب alright see so then they said آمنا I'll put Amanda. قالت الأعراب آمنا. آمنا. قالت الأعراب آمنا. See? So, the Bedouin, Arab, the Bedouin said, we believe. In Arabic, you can put the verb before, and really it makes the sentence more expressive, more powerful in expression when you put the verb before. Well, it's the best way, it's the way of I forget what the term means that the sentence is more expressive. Can't think of another word for it right now. You put the verb before. So people don't waste time. You don't say John and Willie and Gene and Joe last night while the thing was up. They came in and shot somebody. You say, shot somebody. John, Gene, so, fast, call it. You put the verb first in order to get the meaning over quick and fast. That's what. Qalat al-A'rab. the Allah that Bedouin said, Amenna, we believe. The Bedouin said, we believe. So you see here, this is feminine. And Amenna is plural. We believe. But here, this word is treated as singular. The Bedouin, treated as a community. Yeah. Qalat al-A'rabu, the Bedouin said, Amenna. Now we're just going to go through this real quick. Dakhala khadimun. What is khadim? Do you remember in the vocabulary?
Servant.
Yes. Dakhala khadimun baba. Baban. This is not Quran, so we say baban. Dakhala khadimun baban. Why is it baban? Yes, sir.
Direct
after.
Direct after.
That's right. Dakhala khadimun baba. Why is it El Baba? Raise your hand if you know.
El Baba?
Yes, sir.
When it's a definite article,
that's right. When it's a definite article, and it's but it's also an object. You just use Fetha and not Tanween. Tanween sounds like and, in, in. Jama'allahu rusula. Jama'allahu rusula. That's the same example that he just gave. So we have jama'a means gather. Who gathers? Jama'allahu. Tell me. Allah gathers. Ar-Rusul. What is Rusul? Rasul is one messenger. Rusul? Messenger. Rusul? Messenger. Jama'allahu rusula. Jama'allahu rusula. I didn't say rusul, rasula. Jama'allahu rusula. Allah gathered. That's right. Allah gathered the messengers. Okay. So here are some nominal sentences and some verbal ones. Al-Muslimu fataha al-baba. If you can translate quick.
The Muslim
opened the door. Right. Al-Muslimani fataha al-baba. Al-Muslimani fataha al-baba. Right. Al-Muslimuna fatahu al-baba. Al-Muslimuna fatahu al-baba. Right. Muslim, true. Open the door. Open the door. المسلمة فتحت الباب. المسلمة فتحت الباب. Yes, the one passing the
servant.
Yes. And what did she do? فتح الباب. Yes. The Muslim woman opened the door. Yes, again. Al-Muslimatu fatahatil baba. And he translated, the Muslim woman opened the door. That's right. Al-Muslimatani fatahatal baba. Al-Muslimatani fatahatal baba. The two Muslim women opened the door. That's right. Al-Muslimatu fatahnal baba. المسلمات فتحن الباب. Yeah, who are we talking about? That's right. Yes, both of you, I heard that. You're correct. المسلمات Muslim women, plural. فتحن. Now look. Fatahna. That's for women, plural, right? The na, like that. See? Fatahna. Sukun goes over ha. Setahla. Setaha. Setahla. Setahla. What? Setahla. Setah. Setahnel. Setahnel ver. Setahnel ver. Now, go, this is short for women. Setahnel. Short for the women's plural, right? But I said Setahnel ver because of this. Now, how do we know it's not man? Yeah, that's right. Because if it was a past, if it was a verb happening on this object, it couldn't be na in a for the man. Na is only for us, belongs to us. Masjid na, our master, our of us, belongs to us, right? You see? Kul na, kul na. We said, kul na, we said. But we can't have an object if we use that, can we? Yeah, we can say it like that, but not like this. It wouldn't be an object like this, I don't think. We couldn't use. So, Fatahnel Baba means women. The women open the door. قالت العلماء again I understand how this is why this is really simple the rule again season one what is علماء that's right علماء the scholars but the scholars are treated as a feminine again you see so it's the feminine verb for singular قالت العلماء the scholars said now look at this one The verb going before. And look what happens. Niswa is woman, feminine. Niswa. And this is qala, not qala. Qala. Qala niswa. Niswa tun. See? Qala niswa tun. That's masculine. Yes. Niswa is an old woman. See? A woman. Qala niswa. And here it says, when the plural form is broken, such as ulama, you can say qala til ulama. When a subject is broken plural, the verb will be singular feminine, unless they refer to male human beings. Broken, that's what they call it. Broken through, it means it's not taking the normal rule, not following the normal rule. The older man is not forming the noun, it doesn't conform to the normal rule for verbs, for changing verbs from singular to plural, or from plural to singular. They take a kind of feminine form, like older man is a feminine form, but it's plural, it means scholar, master. But the verb is a feminine form. Mm-hmm. And here, Niswa is woman, but I can't understand why they say Qala Niswa. See? It's Qala Niswa. And it means the woman told. Qala is woman said. Woman said. The verb appears in singular, masculine. Even when subject is plural feminine. But I don't see a rule for this one. Nisla? It might not, Nisla. It could be, but I'm not sure. No. I don't think so. Nisla.
Mithra. Mithra is woman, but it's treated here is treated as masculine. It says Pada Mithrakun, and it says translated the woman said or the woman told something. That's right. It can be feminine in form and take a masculine verb in the beginning. All right, let's not make any ruling on that one. Could be. Let's not make any ruling on that one, okay? Let's check that. I can check it and find out about this one. So, Carla Nisla, and I don't see, they have some explanations here, but I don't see any explanation for this one. So, it could be a mistake. We'll leave it like that. All right, let's have some, vocabulary. Let's take some vocabulary. You got vocabulary on 83?
Yes,
sir. Page 83?
Yes,
sir. Let's read these words in your vocabulary. Yes, listen. Okay? At the top it says, Laylatul Qadri. Laylatul Qadri. Laylatul Qadri means the night of majesty or the night of power. And the word, the first word to your right is pronounced Elfun. It means 1,000. Elfun. Pronounce it
with me. Elfun.
Now, we're going to go straight down the row. Straight down that right column. Elfun.
Elfun.
Asa.
Asa.
Amalu.
Amalu.
Ennefta.
Ennefta.
Elfasad.
Elfasad.
Elfasadu.
Elfasadu.
The next one. Where it says bird? Fayu.
Fayu.
Now to the left column, on the Laylatul Qadri. Let's say it together. Laylatul Qadri.
Laylatul Qadri.
Khayrun.
Khayrun.
Shahrun.
Shahrun.
Ghawa.
Ghawa.
Naha.
Naha.
Hawa.
Hawa.
Aktu.
Aktu.
Fami Aktaru.
Aktharu.
Aktharu. The next one down there, he said, Arsala.
Arsala.
Ababil.
Ababil.
Now, see over to the, you got 82, page 82?
Yeah.
Exercise, translating into English. Okay. Asafa.
Asafa.
Bunyanahu.
Bunyanahu.
Ala.
Ala.
At-taqwa.
At-taqwa.
Okay, I'll read it by myself and I want you to repeat it, the whole sentence. Asafa bunyanahu ala at-taqwa. One more time. Listen to me and then you say it. Estata, estata, estata. You have to shedda, shedda, estata, shedda, estata, shedda. You have to have that kind of rhythm. Estata, see? Okay, I'll say it once and you say it behind me. Estata bunyanahu ala taqwa.
Estata bunyanahu ala taqwa.
Okay, he established his evidence on what? On God's
consciousness,
on righteousness, on the fear of God. نجيتمر رسولا
ناجيتمر
رسولا
ناجيتمر رسولا.
And that is the message. If you look in the vocabulary, you see it in whispers. The messenger is whispering, right? It says whisper. See? On the page 84 of your vocabulary. Nazaytum. See? Whisper. Ahlaktu malan lubada. And it means I have gathered, amassed, great, much wealth. Mal is money, wealth. Lubada, great, on abundance. Great wealth. It should be here in the vocabulary. Let's look. Yeah, Lubada means big sum, see, a big sum. Lubada, page 84. Lubada, big sum, a big sum. And see man to the left, well. And at left, there's at left two. at left two. Meaning, I have destroyed. At left two, I have destroyed.
It's like eating it up.
Means squandered. Spent wastefully. Spent wastefully. Okay. And so you put when I say destroyed, put squandered or spent wastefully. And let me see. Squandered or spent wastefully. Ahlaktu malan lubada. I have wasted great sums of money. I have spent wastefully great sums of money. Hatta ila baragatil hulqun. Al-hulqun is the throat. Hulqun is the throat. The throat. El halkum, the throat. You see the word?
Yes.
Okay. Hatta ila balagha, until it reaches up to the throat. Balagati means reach up to. Hatta ila balagatil halkum, until it reaches up to the throat. The next one under, so we don't waste a lot of time, so we don't leave it too much. Arsala alayhim tayran abadi. Arsala, sent. Alayhim, against them. Tayran Ababil, bird called Ababil. It's translated sometimes pelting birds. Pelting birds. The children struck them with stones. Zamtum and Kusakum. What is Zamtum? Wrong. Oppressed, wrong. And Kusakum?
Their own soul.
Kum, for them, their own soul. As you, that's right. Kum, you plural. Your own soul. Okay, vocabulary. Did you miss anything? Yes, we did. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. وَأَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. فَعَصَى آدَمُ. Adam, what did he do? فَعَصَى. عَصَى, if you look in the vocabulary, it has yes. Yes, Asa means disobey his Lord. And then what? Fahawa. Yes, you see, the word is misguided. See? and became misled or misguided. Mm-hmm. He disobeyed his Lord and was misguided or misled. Okay, Amilu Salihat.
They do
Salihat, righteous deeds. Naha means to prevent. Naha nafsa. Naha nafsa. See again, nafsa, the object of his urge. Naha nafsa anil hawa. Naha nafsa prevents the soul anil hawa. From vain desires. Hawa means vain desires. Not directed, not aiming for anything good. Just giving yourself to influence without being directed. Naha nafsa anil hawa. He prevented his soul from giving into